This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're going to have a fun show today. Glad you guys are here. Here's how we're going to begin the show. Let's reduce drunk driving by taking away cars from sober people. Now, you say to yourself, Kevin, that's a silly idea. We should punish the drunks, the people who would dare drink, get in a car, and let, you know, devil may care what consequences there are. Those are the people who should be held accountable for what happens after the fact. The DUIs, you know, and where people are run off the road, killed, or property damaged, or whatever. But no, the liberal logic would be to punish people who have legitimate, you know, who don't do anything wrong with their cars, who legitimately should use their cars because they go to work, they play by the rules, etc. That's exactly the same discussion that we're having about guns. Exactly the same. Somebody who takes a gun does something wrong with it, so they say, well, look, we need to take the guns away from everybody else. And why are we talking about this? And by the way, we got tons to talk about today. I will showcase to you liberalism as you've never heard it before, unless you've heard it here. I will talk to you about what you've witnessed with your own eyes and maybe overlooked. You want to know why? Because the left is good at obfuscating. They're very good at making people see something different from the logic of their lives. Ryan Fourier said this. He said, liberals think a 20-year-old adult is too irresponsible to own a gun, but a 5-year-old is enlightened enough to pick their own gender. Now, I don't know if I could even put into words liberalism more encapsulated. That is exactly it. At 20 years old, because some stupid kid goes into a school and shoots it up, whether it's Columbine or whatever, well, now all 20-year-olds must be punished. But a 5-year-old can go, you know what, I don't feel like a little boy. I feel like a girl, or I feel like a boy. You know what I'm saying. And that's how liberalism is. It wants you to believe that young kids can make decisions that really should be waited until they're an adult. But adults should now be treated like children. And you wonder how the world gets so screwed up. This is why, it's funny, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, Joe the plumber. And Joe said, I'm homeschooling. He's homeschooling his youngest daughter. Well, he's got a son that's an adult now, but he's got a younger baby. And she's about to start school. And he says, Kevin, I'm working hard to stay home so I can homeschool. His wife works. Joe now is obviously not doing plumbing anymore. But so he's speaking and doing other things. But we were having a conversation. He says, yeah. He goes, I'm not putting my child in public schools. He goes, it's horrible. And I don't blame him. So, you know, but I go back to that, the idea of a 20-year-old, because of what one 20-year-old does, let's just make sure that we understand they're all children. Look, I had a firearm from 10 years old. I had a firearm. Right? Had it with me in my car, and as I got older, I acquired more, and I got more firepower. First, it was a Ruger 22. It's what a lot of people start with. Then I got, my brother had an over and under 410, one shot each. And after the over and under 410, then we ended up getting deer rifles. I think I started out maybe with a 243, and then we had a 30-06, and on and on. And we had pistols all the time. Anyway, in another response to liberalism, Jacob Wall said this. Liberals, they say, if you ban abortions, there will be back alley abortions everywhere, and people will lose their lives because of it. Liberals, if you ban AR-15s, no one will ever get an AR-15, and no one's going to die because of AR-15s. Do you understand the logic there? What's funny about liberalism, And I've got, I'm telling you, today we got clips, we got everything to back up every single thing I'm about to tell you. Liberals will not apply their own logic when it doesn't suit their narrative. That's the difference. The difference between the difference is very clear. When we apply logic, sometimes it can come back to bite us in the butt. But we stick to our logic. We hold to our guns. Because that's the way you do it. The truth is the truth. And sometimes it hurts you to have to admit it to yourself. But that's okay, because it just means you're failing as a human being. But you recognize it. Leftists don't want to recognize their own truths. I swear to you, there is not a subject that we have argued for as conservatives that liberals didn't argue for with us when the president, for example, was Barack Obama. Donald Trump and Barack Obama could have, in some cases, have had the identical policies. The only thing that made it wrong with Donald Trump was it was Donald Trump. The policy for bringing in, for the travel ban, the travel order. Identical policies, practically. In fact, Obama's was worse. But under Trump, it was bad. Obama, in multiple instances, promised things like, for example, shutting down Gitmo and other things. I'm just telling you, and I'm not saying that was one that they both agreed on. But I'm telling you, if Obama said it, we need to leave it open, we shut it down. Everybody agreed. When he didn't shut it down, the left agreed. I'm just telling you, you don't have to go very far to look at their policies. I'll use Gitmo as an example. I don't care one way or the other. If the U.S. government feels like it's in our best interest to leave Gitmo open, leave it open. If they think it's best to close it, close it. But once we make a decision about it, then go for it. But Barack Obama couldn't even follow through on something like that. It's just so funny to watch. And the bigger, the most fun, quite frankly, is watching the people squirm as they try to rationalize, because they know they're wrong. In case you're wondering, because people ask me all the time, Kevin, do you think these people are right, or do they think they believe it? And yeah, they believe their ideology as it applies to the narrative. They don't believe it in their core. No, they don't believe it. And that's what causes the problems in liberalism, is they can't rationalize their own stupidity, and then they get mad. Think about when you can't solve a problem for yourself. How frustrating it is. That's what you're watching. Accountability is what these people lack. And accountability is best done by your peers. See, the people that are in your charge, they can't hold you to a standard. They can say, this is what we'd like. But the people you see day to day hold you accountable. And you typically learn this from your parents, but leftists are raised by wolves. So they can't learn this accountability thing. So they behave like children and they get angry at everything that we do. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Signs, signs, and more signs. I love these signs. I'm not here to just be Mr. Optimist about everything, and then, you know, we get our butts kicked in 2018. I was optimistic about Donald Trump getting elected, and he got elected. I'm optimistic about what's the state of the economy. I'm optimistic about the trajectory of where we're headed. I'm a risk analyzer. I was a risk analysis guy. I mean, that's what I did. And by the way, we are at big time risk in the movement, only because we've gone away from the media controlling us to social media controlling us, and we've now got that in the hands of others. And I'm encouraging you, and don't just listen to me. I want you to go and join TeaPartyCommunity.org, a site that I'm 95% owner of, not fully, and I don't make any money when you join. But the point is, if you join there and we start building that up, we're going to be able to get in front of this thing. Because I'm telling you, in 5 years, if we don't do something dramatic, we're in big trouble. Now, what have we done as a group of conservatives, Christian conservatives? I shouldn't have to say Christian in front of that, but what have we done to thwart the system? We've been beating them up at every turn. I'm going to talk in a few minutes about Hollywood and what's happening there. But let's, before we get into that, let's look at the regular media. Let's look at CNN, for example. I read an article that says CNN's continuing their fall. Many viewers choosing to watch other cable news channels like Fox or MSNBC. So I have the report. This is from Forbes. CNN has significant declines in February, ratings dropping 19% in total day and 16% in prime, where the network returned an average of 979,000 total viewers, behind MSNBC, 1.85 million, and Fox, 2.766 million. So if you add NBC and MSNBC and CNN together, Fox almost beats them both. Now, here's the breakout. Number one is Hannity. Number two, Tucker Carlson. Number three, Rachel Maddow. Number four, Laura Ingraham. Number five, Special Report with Brett Meyer. Number six, The Five. Number seven, The Story. And it, so Fox has 6 in the top 10, 7 in the top 10, America's Newsroom as well, and MSNBC has 3. Then you get to 11 and you have Hardball with Chris Matthews, and then Fox is 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 16 and 17, 18 and 19. Then you get to MSNBC and you get to CNN at number 24, Anderson Cooper, 24. So, they're struggling. MSNBC, just for the record, is struggling as well. The numbers, like I said, Fox is in the top 25. Fox has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 of the top 25. Fox. CNN 1. And MSNBC has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that math adds up, doesn't it? The reason why I'm even bringing this up is because I'm telling you can look. I don't know what you look for when you're analyzing things. You hear all the noise. I've heard Donald Trump is unhinged. That's come back again. I don't know if you guys are paying attention, but they're saying Trump's unhinged. The White House is in chaos, and a host of other things. And yet, who's taking the beating? Who has Donald Trump specifically gone after and called them fake news? I think you know the answer. And the direct result of that is reflective in their ratings. And I don't know about you. I can honestly tell you, I have friends that tell me, Kevin, well, we're loyal Fox watchers, but I will. One of my friends said, I click over on CNN every now and then just to hear their lunacy, but I can't leave it on there very often. And I tell them, don't even watch it. Don't even click on. You'll get the highlights. I haven't watched a CNN show, I can honestly tell you, since the last hit I've ever done on CNN, and I don't watch any TV on those. I don't even watch my own hits on Fox. But I watch Fox shows occasionally. I haven't watched CNN in years. I haven't watched MSNBC in years. To me, MSNBC is technically worse than CNN. But what I want to tell you is that you're looking at numbers that would be frightening to most people. But here's what's funny. Don Lemon actually said Donald Trump watches him. Here's a clip.
Obviously, it's really important, and I'm glad shows like yours try to do it, which is to have voices that, you know, support the Trump campaign. It would be silly not to let those voices be on TV, but there are times where Trump surrogates, I feel, don't express themselves honestly. They're supporting the president, but you know that if the camera stopped, they would express a different opinion. How do you handle that?
I just confront it head on.
Yeah.
Listen, I think that, especially my show, which was a big panel show that he watches all the time, by the way, but I think we were sort of the canary in the coal mine, canaries in the coal mine, or the canary in the coal mine, because a lot of the people who either became surrogates for the campaign once he became the nominee or who were working in the White House were on my show as guests. And oftentimes they were supporting other people. And so I just see the absurdity of it. I know, you know, the history of the people, and now just say, come on, let's just be real.
Yes, and by that you mean that a lot of these people worked for other Republican candidates and spoke just as ill about Donald Trump as people on the left do now.
Yeah, absolutely, if not more so, because they were, I mean, vehemently against him until he, you know, he clinched the nomination, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, wow, this is our guy. He's great, and he is, the, you know, the moral leader, and he's going to do great for the country. And it's like, what about last week when you said he built his business on the backs of poor people? Like, how did that change all of a sudden? So, you know, I...
I'm glad you did. Yeah. I'm very glad you did. You mentioned that he watches your show. That does seem he is definitely used social media to comment on your show. And have you heard from people close to the Trump administration that he's still actively watching?
Every time someone comes on, if they happen to work in Washington or at the White House or near the White House, they'll tell me the president watches you every night. If they're a surrogate and they go to the White House for some sort of meeting, they'll come back and say, you know, the president watches you every night.
There you have it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Don Lemon has got to be the least interesting dude on the planet. Seriously. I've hung out with Don Lemon. Here's what I will tell you about Don Lemon. When I first met him, I thought, nice guy, you know, not over the top, you know, felt like he was professional. I called him a moderate at the time. And I've noticed Don go way to the left. But after hanging out with him about, I don't know, 8 times, mostly around Ferguson stuff, I will tell you, I watched the most prima donna little sissy boy that I hadn't, you know, hadn't seen a guy like him in a long time, but prima donna sissy boy who wants to so to please that he's willing, you know, he'll go with the flow of his audience. Don Lemon really doesn't know who he is. So while I'm thinking he's a moderate, it was just really Don Lemon didn't know what he stood for. And so as he got into the culture of CNN, the deeper he got into the culture of it, the more he thought, okay, I need to, you know, go over the top. And now he actually believes the hype. He believes that he's, you know, Donald Trump watches my show. Craziness over there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Not feeling that great today, but don't feel sorry for me. It's okay. I'll be all right. Anyway, I've been talking about signs, and you guys know I do this practically every show. I tell you there are things that you can look for, and they're deeper. They have deeper meaning than what you may believe. And one such sign was the Oscars. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I predicted this in advance. Now, again, I'm not Nostradamus. I'm no psychic or anything, but you know, maybe I'm developing those qualities. But I predicted what I'm about to tell you. I predicted that the Oscars would finish, it would be a horrible Oscars from a ratings perspective. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, how could you go out on a limb and know that? I mean, people love Hollywood. They love the stars. They love the glitz and the glamour of it all and everything else. Yes, I know this. And yet, I still made the prediction that the Oscars would, the ratings would be bad. The ratings would be terrible. Now, let me explain. Because, see, I've walked you through this many times. It has nothing to do with the Oscars, per se. People are still intrigued by the stars. They're still intrigued by Hollywood. We've got all that fascination. It's still there. When Hollywood does its job, it inspires you. It triggers your imagination into different things. And that's what it's supposed to do. But see, I look at everything around Hollywood. I look at what Hollywood's become. Hollywood left entertainment a long time ago and became political. And when it became political, it now suffers from the very problem that the Democrats suffer from. And by the way, I want you to understand what you're witnessing right now in Hollywood is what you're going to witness in November of this year. See, the left doesn't want to admit that, but that's what's going to happen. Here's what I read. It was an Oscar do-over last night for host Jimmy Kimmel, producers Mike DeLuca and Jennifer Todd, and Best Picture presenters Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Following last year's envelope gate, which led to Beatty and Dunaway's inadvertently announcing a wrong Best Picture, the quartet's second go-round went without a hitch. Then they go on to talk about the Oscars itself. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody is more happy to give you the news I'm about to give you. And you've probably heard about it, that the Oscars numbers were bad. But nobody's happier. And even though I'm going to be late probably giving you this news, we're going to have some fun with this. This article goes on to say, but the good news did not carry over to ratings for the 90th Academy Awards, which crowned The Shape of Water as Best Picture.
last night's ceremony, which aired live from 8 p.m. to 11:54 p.m., so from 8 to midnight, averaged 26.5 million viewers live and same day. That was down 19% from last year's 32.9 million viewers. Maybe it was 32.9. A 9-year low. Now, here's what I want to tell you is I'm just telling you, this is, if you look at this just in and of itself, you say, well, Kevin, Hollywood's been slipping. And in fact, one of the articles the titles to an article was Oscars numbers are low, like the TV numbers. You know, like they were rationalizing it. Well, the Oscars are low, but the ratings have been low for TV too. Let me tell you what happened. Jimmy Kimmel, who's been Mr. Political, he used to just be a funny guy. He's been Mr. Political. They touted him again. I don't know why. Probably in hopes that Kimmel, you know, the whole thing that he's been doing, anti-Trump and anti-conservatives, etc., was going to, they would be able to prove that he's not, you know, as bad as we think. Jimmy Kimmel got pummeled, and so did Hollywood. The only other thing they could have done is they could have brought up Colin Kaepernick, which, by the way, has anybody heard anything about Colin? No, you haven't. Jimmy Kimmel, what conservatives did is we said to both Hollywood and Jimmy Kimmel, the leftist establishment, the DNC, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, the progressives, whatever you want to call them, we don't need you. Now, I'm talking about something that's fascinating. All of us love Hollywood. If somebody said to you, Kevin, you can sit down with, you know, some of these Hollywood types and just have meaningful conversations, give me your list. I'd like to have Denzel. Let's speak to Denzel. And maybe you could bring Michelle Pfeiffer, that white girl. You get what I'm saying? There's somebody you would go, or The Rock. You'd want to sit down with The Rock, right? Or you want to sit down with, there'd be people that you'd want. That's the way it is. That's what happens with stardom. I was at a grocery store the other day, and a lady saw me and said, Kevin Jackson, and put her hands up onto her face and disappeared into the aisle. She was so smitten, you know, or whatever. And I'm a nobody. So can you imagine if The Rock had walked through the same location? People want, oh my gosh, you know, you want autographs and things like that. Let me tell you something. Hollywood, Jimmy Kimmel, the DNC, all of them, they are killing your natural instinct to want to do that. And that's what's bad for them. See, that's the guttural thing that we used to not care about. We wouldn't care about a person's politics. You didn't even know their politics for the most part. You'd run up and, oh my gosh, it's so-and-so, you're a star, I've seen you, I love your film, or, you know, you were really good in this, or just whatever. You want to get a selfie, a picture, whatever. Man, I see these putzes, I don't even give them the time of day. I can't tell you how many events I've been to. I'll see one of these, they're A-list actors or actresses, and I have zero want to spend any time with them. Matt Damon if he invited me to dinner, I wouldn't go. George Clooney and others, I wouldn't go. For what? Anyway, they say despite the fact that The Shape of Water was the highest grossing Best Picture winner in 5 years, the Oscar ratings doom and gloom was foreshadowed by the first numbers to come in this morning. Now, this is way after the Oscars that we're talking about this. I want the audience to be clear that this, I'm reading an article that came the very next day. Now, I told you guys, when I got on Twitter, they had this live stream of the Oscars, and I shut it down. And it was funny, I heard many other people say the same thing. Oh, I saw it was the Oscars, and I shut it down. We are targeting them. There would have been a time where I would have left that up and I would have watched it for a little bit. I would have watched the red carpet. I watched none of it. I couldn't tell you what gown was worn, hairstyle, who looked pretty, who looked ugly, nothing. I followed none of it. And I'm going to tell you, I believe the overwhelming majority of you did identically the same thing. Now, why am I talking about this so much? This is not about just blasting Hollywood. Hollywood hasn't been in our favor for better part of 2 decades, maybe longer. And we've endured it. So what's going on? Why is this a big deal? It is a big deal because this is the bellwether of everything that we've talked about. This is as good as it gets for the left. This is DC on steroids, the glitziest of the DC. This is an extension of the leftist ideology on being showcased. And what you're watching, folks, is you are watching the decline of the Democrats. So let me give you some numbers. In 2001, 42.9 million people watched the Oscars. I want to fast, so let me just go through these real quick. Stayed the same in 2002. It dropped to 33 million in 2003, but it was 43.5 million in 2004 and stayed in that range. 2008, the Oscars dropped to 32 million. 2009, this is the time of Obama, 36.3 million, 41.3 million, 37. Held firm to 2014. By 2015, it started the decline. Now, let me tell you why that's significant. It started the decline and went from 43.7 million to 37.3 million in 2015, and it's been declining ever since. 34.4 million, 32.2 million in 2017, and then 26.5 million, the lowest in a long time. Now, I'm not looking at percentages and whatever else, but let me tell you this. To drop from 43.7 million in 2014 and now down to 26.5 million is an exact indicator of Barack Obama's presidency, liberalism sliding down. Think about all that happened during that period. The Democrats lost over 1,000 seats and on and on and on. That's what you're watching. Forget Hollywood. The numbers don't matter. It's you. You saying, nope, I don't care about you. And by the way, these numbers have been dropping as well at the box office. The numbers are going down. This is horrible news for the left. 26.5 million. In 2017, they did almost 33 million. That is one of the, they call it a 19% drop. I don't know, but they say the drop is big. The Oscars have never fallen below 32 million viewers. And 21 in metered markets. And it's 26.5 viewers. And keep in mind, folks, that's with all the technology they now have to get the Oscars to everybody. They couldn't do 32 million, which is the low bar that's been for that. If you don't understand how significant this is for these people, I hope I've helped you to. They are reeling.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, CNN sent a film crew to Thailand to look for a prostitute or something that supposedly spent time with Donald Trump. And I'll be honest with you, whether it happened or it didn't, I don't really care. I know there are those who are going to be sanctimonious. It says, if he was with a Thailand, you know, whatever prostitute, they're just going to, you know, to defend their sensibilities. Let me tell you what offends my sensibilities. When the government steals my money, when Hillary Clinton doesn't go to prison for crimes that other people have gone to for a lot less gone to prison for, and so on and so forth. That's what I care about. It isn't that, you know, I care about the morality of these types of issues and things, but I don't care about it with respect to the witch hunt that's going on by the leftist media. What's funny about the leftist media is they won't investigate a single thing about Barack Obama going to bathhouses or Hillary Clinton possibly being bisexual, but they want to know if Donald Trump was with a prostitute in Thailand. Okay, so if we wanted to go there, and I've gone there this way before. Look, this dude's a billionaire. I don't know what his fantasies and indulgences are, but I know this. They are mine. He could go far more crazy on his stuff, and as far as I'm concerned, he's shown restraint. So, you know, if that's what you want to hunt for, hunt for it. But I think it's so ridiculous that in the public discourse, things that are so important, you know, people getting shot in schools, people trying to build nuclear weapons in order to attack us for no reason, an economy that we all need to be concerned about and what we're going to leave for our children and so on and so forth. And what is the left concerned about?
Oh, Donald Trump may have slept with a prostitute in Thailand.
Really? Who else? Let me tell you something. Go find me a billionaire and I'll show you, like I said, the craziness that can come into your head when you have that kind of money. I don't even know what it is. Now, I will say this. I don't believe it. I'll be honest with you. I don't believe it. But I just wanted to level set that if it comes back that Donald Trump had a girlfriend in Thailand who's a prostitute, I wouldn't care. And I'm not in the sense I'd care about it from the standpoint of his marriage to Melania and all that, but I wouldn't care about it otherwise. I just wouldn't. The media is not going to entice me with their salaciousness. They're not going to do it. And it's the same thing that they're experiencing right now with the Oscars. And it's the same thing that they're experiencing with CNN. The level of believability is dropping. And it isn't even believable. It's not so much the believability. It's the level of animus that they show towards anything that is Trump. If Barack Obama, let me put it this way. If Barack Obama were believed to have been with a prostitute in Thailand, they would be touting it as the new thing to do.
Everyone's going to Thailand to be with prostitutes. Barack Obama sets a new trend. Prostitution in Thailand. It's a thing to do. That's what they would do.
And I know you people listening going, Kevin, that's ridiculous. It isn't ridiculous. That's how they would spin it. They would, whatever the man did was spun to be, it's the thing to do. The cool guy. Woo-hoo. That's how leftism presents itself. You know, look, I can separate. And for the record, it isn't that I'm trying to pull a, because when Bill Clinton was, you know, doing what he did with Lewinsky in the White House, that was one thing. That's in the White House while you're president. What has Trump done that mimics anything close to what Bill Clinton did? Nothing. This is something that, if he did do it, was done years ago or whenever it was, but it wasn't while he was president. But they suddenly care. Now, you know, they're sending people to Thailand to look for that kind of dirt. Hey, why don't you send Mueller? Because that'll somehow tie back to the Russians, won't it? I mean, that's how things work. Mueller's got a new investigation. Are you guys aware of this? He's got a new investigation. He's now looking into, what is it? UAE, whether a top advisor tried to gain political influence by putting money into Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Now, if there's any money coming from the Arabs into a campaign, Robert Mueller, may I point you to Barack Obama's election? This is ridiculous. I'm to the point now where I told my team, I said, look, let's just come up with the most stupid things. Girl Scout cookies tied to the Donald Trump Russian collusion campaign. You know,
when you see the Girl Scouts selling cookies all over the country, don't think wholesome little girls trying to, you know, get their money for their little Girl Scout troops. Think Donald Trump and Russian collusion.
What else? Yeah, you know, the Oscars, Donald Trump, Russian collusion. Everything that's coming up is Russian collusion, except Russian collusion between the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, etc. How more stupid can Mueller get? And now, I mean, the UAE is supposedly putting money. And by the way, how does that all come around to the Russians? Somebody help me with this. United Arab Emirates and Vladimir Putin and the Russians. Let me just try. I'm bad on geography. But I'm just trying to think about where they're located here. Okay, Middle East and, wherever. Where's Russia?
Mueller's investigators in recent weeks have questioned the advisor, Lebanese-American businessman George Nader, and ask witnesses for information about whether the UAE tried to buy political influence by giving money to the Trump campaign. This is according to the New York Times. Nader, they say, has been a frequent visitor to the White House. Kind of like Al Sharpton. A frequent visitor to the White House. And the president has praised the UAE for the Persian Gulf's nation's efforts to work with the United States on economic issues and squashing terrorism in the region, thanking Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed for his efforts just last week. Wow. Well, there you have it. The President of the United States thanking the head of another nation for its war on terror. I get it. I see the connection now between Putin and Russia and this whole thing. I understand. Whew, I'm glad I worked it out on the radio with you. Ooh, dude, look at what you get on the Kevin Jackson Show. You don't get this anywhere else. We just figured out the connection between Mohammed, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed, and how he's in collusion with Donald Trump and working out the thing on terrorism, you know, fighting against terrorism. And, yeah, I know there was no Putin or Russians in there, but surely you can connect those dots. Come on now. Am I the only one seeing this? Oh, maybe. This is so ridiculous. The Democrats should honestly be ashamed of themselves. They said Nader has purportedly been an advisor to the Crown Prince. So now Mueller wants to talk to Nader about his connection to the Crown Prince. So in other words, any job you've ever held now can tie back to Donald Trump in some kind of way. In some kind of way. Anybody in the White House who's now, I mean, Donald Trump made a comment about a head of state, and they go, huh, who worked for that head of state? Who's been, you know, tangentially connected to them? Oh, well, we've got a guy. Okay, let's investigate him, even though it has nothing to do with Russia. I love it. I love it. I know it's weird. Let me tell you why I love it. I love it because it just shows you the level of desperation of the Democrats. If what else has Mueller got to do? If Mueller is to the point where he's now looking at who the president talks to, then he goes on a new snipe hunt in order to keep the Russian investigation going, and the snipe hunt is now in the Middle East with zero connection to the Russian investigation. It tells you the level of desperation. You may look at it as, Kevin, they continue to do. Let them continue. Now, the bad news is if we let them continue and it waters down, because we talked about this the other day, only 1%, people, 1% see the Russian collusion story as worthy of any consideration. So it's a dead issue going into 2018, unless we make it a non-dead issue. Once Mueller has ridiculously continued this snipe hunt, and we finally get either another special counsel or Mueller has to spin this investigation to where it really points, which is to all the crooked, you know, the administration of Barack Obama and Clinton and all that. If we go spin it back to that, then it gets some new legs and suddenly everybody's going to prison on that side. That's what we have to do. So I know the game they're playing here. I told you guys the other day. They know there's nothing there. The only thing they can do now is stretch it out. And they're stretching it out because they're looking for this exponential curve, decaying curve, to where they had it up there so high where if you go on a Twitter feed, that's all the leftists were talking about. Donald Trump should be in prison. He's with the Russians. And now suddenly, it's going away. People don't care. And that's exactly what the left wants. We're going to make them care. We're going to spin it back on them.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.